Coming up on this episode of Nintendo Cartridge Society, Baby Luigi, he's going in the burn book. It's dangerous to go alone, so the Nintendo Cartridge Society goes with you. Welcome to Nintendo Cartridge Society. My name is Patrick Ellers, and I am joined, as I am always joined, by my co-host, Mark Mitchell. Mark, how's it going?
It's going great, and super excited for tonight's episode for a number of reasons, not least of which is that we have a very special guest today.
We have writer and NCS favorite, Ryan Mogi, is here.
Wow, I'm a favorite?
You are a favorite.
You are a favorite. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so happy to be here.
When you haven't been on the show in a little while, they're like, where's Ryan?
Where's Ryan?
Waiting by the phone.
We've got a fun episode that we're going to be doing today, but we'll get to that in just a second, the premise for what we're doing today. Just want to remind everyone about the Patreon, patreon.com/Nintendo Cartridge Society. If you are supporting us there at the 8-bit or 16-bit levels, you get access to our once-a-month episodes of miniseries that we are putting out. Ryan was a guest on one of those episodes when we were doing NCS Detective Club. We are currently making our way through NCS Arcade,
where Patrick and I are playing games on Nintendo Switch Online plus expansion pack that we've never played before.
Never beaten before,
that's right. Wow, I've been doing this for how many weeks?
And I don't know, messing it up.
Messing it up. We, in January, played The Legend of Zelda The Minish Cap. In February, we played Jet Force Gemini. And in March, we're going to be playing the Game Boy Color game Kirby Tilt and Tumble.
Yes, so if you have any experience with Kirby Tilt and Tumble and would like to have those thoughts included in our episode, email us at nintendocartridgesociety@gmail.com, and we will include your thoughts and observations in the episode. You can also put them in the Discord. It's a little bit harder for us to collate that information in the Discord, but if you are not already in the Discord, email us nintendocartridgesociety@gmail.com. It'll send you an invitation. I think enough screwing around. Let's get into the topic at hand here. Let's put Nintendo characters into high school cliques. Okay, so obviously.
Yeah.
We're doing this because Princess Peach Showtime is out tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
Ryan is so excited. Mark's kind of excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Princess Peach having like her own thing going on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's so the whole like premise of the game is that she's attending a theatrical performance when things go wrong, and then she has to get on stage herself. Which, is that a dream for you or a nightmare for you? You have to get on stage yourself and save the show.
I think it's like a secret dream.
It's a secret
like,
dream,
like, I would not
right?
want to admit, I don't want to admit no. that it's a dream.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I want to say, oh, that would be such a nightmare being put on the spot. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What would I, all that attention?
All that
what
attention
would I do?
Oh, and I get to show off my skills as an actress on stage.
And move everyone to tears? What?
Oh, how did that happen?
But so this means, right, we have to infer that Princess Peach is a theater kid, right?
I think so,
I think so.
So this is the basis for this, which means she must have been a theater kid of some variety in high school, right?
Yep.
So where else do we put these Nintendo characters in various cliques and what have you in the sort of traditional high school, like probably 80s, 90s high school movie, those like standard cliques.
Okay, but these cliques also like existed
in real life.
In real
too.
Life,
yes.
too.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like in real life, people are a lot more like fluid and they like move between these groups.
People like to think they are, but
I was.
Nope. Sorry, bud.
So we've got a couple different cliques. Mark, you want? Should
yeah,
we
no,
run
no.
It
yeah.
First?
So we broke out a group of cliques that mm-hmm. we're going to go through, and we're going to assign, you know, are like 3 to 5 Nintendo characters to each of these groups.
Right.
And maybe we should start. I mean, Patrick, clearly proud of his social group fluidity in high school. So I feel like maybe we should start in, if you had to self-identify as belonging to a high school clique
In high school.
In high school.
Yeah, which was it?
Yeah.
So not considering what we have here as clicks.
Yeah, or maybe we should, I don't know.
I mean, I fit into a subset of one of these clicks that we identified.
Okay.
I was a girl jock.
Girl.
Which is different than boy jocks.
Yes, true.
They tend to have really good GPAs.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to have, at least I played field hockey, lacrosse, and basketball, and especially in field hockey and lacrosse, there was a lot of talk about like setting an example for all the other students, especially all the other younger girls that you were with.
Right.
So like, whereas I don't think the football team got that talk.
No, probably not.
I don't think the boys basketball team got talked about being role models.
Or if they did get that talk, they were not.
They weren't
invested
listening.
In
yeah,
it,
they
right?
weren't. They weren't crying when the during those talks. We would get. Yeah, it would be intense. But yeah, I was a girl jock.
Okay, so you were girl jock. I was in the like, so orchestra dork for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Theater kid also for sure. And then
because of the orchestra,
no, unrelated. Oh. Like, wholly unrelated. Theater for me replaced sports basically. Like, I went from swimming and running to doing neither and just doing plays. So like that stuff, and then also like the the academic I don't know what you call the group of like
brainiacs,
like the brainiacs, yeah, but like, you know, like especially as I got closer to my senior year, I became less invested in that and was just like, no, it's just about music and plays and stuff. So I don't know, what does that make me?
Yeah, I guess I don't. Well, because we're all about labels this episode, I think because you went on to major in music, we're going to label you band.
Okay. Oh, geez. High school me would have hated being called a band kid.
Yeah, he didn't use the word band.
I played an orchestra.
When he described himself, he did not use the word band.
Well, sorry. That's the label.
Now
I'm leaving.
I'm picturing you marching band with like a plume on top of your hat.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Sousa.
You couldn't be more wrong.
But you're right. That's actually not fair because we did say the premise of this was that you would be able to self-identify.
Right.
So you can
right.
self-identify however you want.
Yeah. I mean, I probably principally orchestra dork, secondarily theater kid.
I mean, it sounds like band to me. I don't know how you're thinking, Ryan.
Oh, my God. And then I was also in a band. I was in ska bands in high school. So, like, that's another branch
of band.
It took a long time for us to get there, so I don't think it's that. I don't think it.
No,
counts.
It was huge.
It's not one of your core identities.
Mark,
yeah, I let's see, like I dabbled a lot, so I did a little like theater tech, you know, so a subset of theater, but that was real. But I did like student journalism, did academic decathlon,
okay.
You know, so I
so like high achiever.
But that's the thing is like no.
I
participated in stuff, you know, but
a low achieving high achiever.
Yeah. Even among high achievers, there has to be like a bell curve, right?
Totally. Yeah.
And I'm definitely on like the wagging the tail there. So in the groups that we have laid out here, I would say I would fit in with like the AV club.
Okay.
But like that really wasn't my like that really wasn't my gig.
Was there an AV club in your high school? I feel like there wasn't one in ours.
No, there
like,
wasn't.
I feel like the time period where all of us went to high school, which are pretty similar, right? That it was like too early for the like digital like production sort of stuff of like a modern AV club, right, where kids are putting on their own like TV shows basically, and too late for like the sort of like film projector AV club,
right? You needed somebody to come in and set up the projector and like wire things up.
We didn't have that in middle school. We had TV production as like a class.
Okay.
And there was a room that was like a set to do announcements and stuff. But I don't think in high school that existed in the same way.
Yeah. I mean, when I think of AV club, I think of, I mean, now I mostly think of American Vandal,
mm-hmm.
And like the morning show that the kids on that TV show put on. But like, I think of it as like an old fashioned kind of like club in high school from like the '80s.
Well, so maybe what we should do is run down the list that we have of like the groups currently, and then figure out if we need to amend any of them.
Sure.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so first group, we've got Theater Kids.
And then we have Band, where mm-hmm. Patrick would be.
I reject that characterization. Then we have Jocks, where Ryan would be.
Yeah.
And then we have Burnouts.
Which none of us, I don't think, none of us were in the, I mean, this is the Freaks category from Freaks and Geeks, basically, right?
Yeah, I didn't run with them.
I didn't run with them either.
I thought they were cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, they were. They had it figured out.
Yeah.
Then we've got Student Government.
And then we have AV Club.
I also did Student Government, but I also ran for vice president of my class twice and lost twice.
Oh.
So I don't own, but I participated in steering committee and all of that homecoming and all of that stuff. But I couldn't get elected to save my life. So
right. Well, that's tough on like a class wide, because like I also like held office in theater club and in orchestra, but not on like a class wide.
Yeah.
That feels tough. Mark, are you about to say that you were your class president?
No. I never ran for.
Wasn't that hard for Mark?
I never ran for student government or anything like that. But it makes me. I just think it's funny that we're like. All, you know, I think it's probably true for most people that they weren't like a single thing.
Yeah, right. Totally.
But for this exercise, we're throwing that out. There's it's all going to be black and white.
Right. There's no gray area. There's no social fluidity. I also like how this immediately feels like personal. Right? That like we're all like peeling back some scars down.
Uh-huh. We have okay, so
yes.
Theater I think mm-hmm. fits.
Yeah.
Band.
We called it drama.
Drama. Yeah.
Yeah. That yes. But let's
okay.
I'm not trying to
we're changing it to drama.
We're changing it to drama. And then band I think is incorrect because I really want to put Patrick into this group.
So,
and
orchestra.
So it needs to be I think it should be
band
music?
And orchestra, because there are also choir kids, but I feel like a
instrument
choir kid,
kids.
Yes, let's just call them music kids.
Music kids.
Music kids.
But
yeah.
Knowing that choir is like,
I feel like choir
is more theater, is more drama than
it's performance.
Yes, I mean, it's all performance, but yes,
yeah.
No,
music isn't really real performance.
I don't know what this means.
This is a layer we cannot. We just can't dive into. Okay, music kids.
Uh-huh.
But sorry, choir kids. That does not include you.
There is a kind
I also
of...
was in choir.
So was I.
I'm telling you, we should just call this music and put Patrick in it. Music kids.
There are some choir kids that do fit into the category of music kid.
Yeah, and there's some that are drama kids.
Absolutely. And those two categories exclusively.
Well, some of them are girl jocks.
Some of them are girl jocks. That's true. Jocks, we're going to leave as jocks.
Jocks, I think we can leave
as
jocks.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Okay. Does this include cheerleaders?
I think it does, because I think girl jocks includes cheerleaders.
Okay.
Sure. And I think of girl jocks. And I'm only saying from my high school experience the girl jocks thing. If that wasn't, like, I'm not saying separate but equal. I'm saying that my experience that being a girl who played who was a three-sport athlete was different than being one of the guys who did the same thing.
And I think first of all, like being a cheerleader is an athletic pursuit, right? But I think we also just have to consider like the extended universe of all these things. So like the drama kids are also, those are also the theater tech people and like set design. You know, like that's all of it fits in there, not just the people who are on stage, right?
Burnouts. Now, what do we do with this? Because if we were to recast this as like alternative, then I would say like that's where I would put myself. Because I was not, you know, like smoking cigarettes in the parking lot type of like, you know, ditching class type of burnout.
You, even in your fantasy, won't do it in the bathroom. You still put yourself outside to smoke cigarettes.
Well, I'd be a respectful alternative kid. But... Yeah, I feel I don't know.
This is an interesting pitch that there's like a softer version of like Burnout. I mean, I think when we originally pitched it, I think I said the Stoners.
Uh-huh.
But like Burnout is sort of we're applying a judgment to it already from the naming, right?
But I do think Stoners are a subset of Burnouts.
That's true. Because the Burnouts could just be drunk.
They could be drunk. They could just not care.
Right. Like Daria kind of fits into
That's interesting. Would she be a sober Burnout? She wouldn't like it.
No. Well, she would resist any label that you put on her. That way, Daria and I are similar.
So maybe we stick with Burnouts.
Let's stick with Burnouts.
Okay, perfect.
Knowing that the sober Burnout exists.
Yeah.
It's sort of just like the disaffected, right?
Yep. Yeah. Student government. Maybe this is just high achievers. Maybe
or
this
like
is...
joiners.
Yeah.
Joiners, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Joiners is good.
Yeah, this is kind of like building, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So this group would kind of be like, you know, building that college entrance resume. You know, they're in Key Club.
Uh-huh.
They're,
oh my God.
You know, showing up to the Habitat for Humanity.
Right.
Like building exercises.
They're the Tracy Flicks, right? From Election?
Yes.
Yeah. Which I understand is steering us back to student government, but still. so yes, joiners. I think that's joiners is a good category for that. And then AV Club, I think this has just got to be like the sort of generalized nerd category, right?
Yeah.
We've got like, this is where... Our LARPers are in this category.
Our Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering Club is there. Yeah, like this is, Mark has already changed it to nerds, which, I don't know, feels like insensitive and inelegant, but.
But where I would put, I mean, where I would put myself.
Currently.
In oh yeah, for sure.
All right, yeah, that's good. That's good. So the categories have now become drama, music, jocks, burnouts, joiners, and nerds.
Yep.
Okay.
And our inaugural person going into these is Princess Peach, which is going into drama.
Yes. So Princess Peach going in. Oh, and any Nintendo character / character that we like even can remotely justify as a Nintendo character, they're all up for grabs.
James Bond.
I mean, you gotta argue that one really aggressively for me, Mark. Sky's the limit here. Who else do we got for, or do we want to discuss Princess Peach as a theater kid?
Let's talk about Princess Peach as a theater kid a little bit.
Yeah.
Because
not my read of her until we saw trailers for Princess Peach Showtime, right? Like seeing her on stage, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, that makes sense. That's not like my image in my head of her.
My image of my head of her is that she has a deep interior life that we don't know about.
Yes.
That we're only seeing how she is seen by other people. We're not really getting her story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all like reflections of her. And so it is easy for me to believe that she has this passion for drama.
Right.
That we just don't know about. But I don't know that I've seen hints of her passion for drama.
Right. I feel like we usually see her like either being rescued or burdened by responsibility, right? Like acting as that like royal kind of thing. So like maybe even considering her in that like joiner sort of category, that high achiever. But then I also think about like in Super Mario Odyssey after you do rescue her from Bowser and she doesn't have to get married anymore, that she just goes on vacation to all of the kingdoms by herself. Or I guess she's with the girl Cappy, whose name I don't remember. And like she has a cool like outfit everywhere she goes.
Yeah, she has a cool outfit for each one.
Yeah.
She gets her groove back.
She definitely gets her groove back. I don't know what category that would be. But it's very I like the idea of her having this like secret theater passion.
Yeah, it makes me happy for her.
I think because I'm going through my Rolodex of like classic high school drama department plays and musicals. And, you know, like, I feel like in Grease, she'd play the Olivia Newton-John part.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sandy.
Yes.
Right.
I feel like in Guys and Dolls, she would be...
You're on your own.
She'd be the nun.
Yes.
I can't remember her name.
Yes.
Not Adelaide.
Not Adelaide. in
Sound of Music, she'd be The Hills.
She can do it all. She has the range.
I feel like there's frequently in a theater program, there is like one of the high achievers that just like floats in for one play, scores the lead, does great. No one knows. No one ever knew they were that talented.
And I think this would be.
And I think that's Peach.
Princess Peach for sure. Yeah. I think a lot of times high school drama departments like pick a play based around that one person being like,
yeah,
we can
true.
Get them to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's right. Okay. So who else like can we slot into this theater kid energy? Just for reference, we have a, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 amiibo sitting on my kitchen table right now to help inspire us. So if we are ever like, if you ever hear us like pause and you can hear our eyes darting back and forth, it's because we are scanning these amiibo for possible theater kids.
So I think that on the set deck team, Splatoon is there. Splatoon girl.
Some manner of Splatoon. Well, so maybe here's the thing though. They are musicians. The Splatoon idols. But music is like it's also very they're idols, right? So there's a theatricality to it as well.
Well, when you said Splatoon,
wait, did I say the wrong thing?
No. You're right. Like the those
characters. I'm thinking the girl with the ponytail.
Yeah. So what I was thinking, like the Inkling girl or Inkling
boy,
for like the you're saying for like theater tech. So like they're like painting the set.
Yes.
Using their like yeah.
Oh my god, that's perfect. Yes. So Inkling boy / girl.
Well, both of them.
Yeah.
And they have a showmance.
Oh, I love that. Theater tech kid showmance.
That's what I'm interested in.
That's great.
Everybody thinks that the cast fooling around is the move, but
no. But that's like default. That of course happens.
Yeah. Boring. I want to hear about the tech hookups.
I want to hear about the running the soundboard and the light board right next to each other in the booth. No, that's perfect. I love that. Go ahead, Mark.
I feel like a character that has a flair for the dramatic is a actor of a sort.
Okay.
I'm my eyes are going to Waluigi.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was thinking the exact same thing because this mustache and probably nose are not real.
No.
The kit couldn't possibly be.
No. He would play Kaniki.
In Greece,
yes.
Yeah. No, he definitely would. He always gets the sort of like funny bully part.
Yes.
You know, where like it comes out like during curtain call and then like has to like razz the audience a little bit. And they like boo him and then he's like, you guys. And then they cheer for him. Yeah. Waluigi is a definite theater kid. Can we do like one more theater kid? It's tough because, like, there are so many different, like, flavors of Theater Kid, and I don't know that we've really hit on the, both, like, Waluigi and Peach are, it feels weird to call Waluigi, like, reserved, but, like, we need, like, a big, bombastic personality, right?
Yeah.
And I don't feel like we've necessarily hit that just yet.
We have a lot of, like, reluctant or, like, pretending to be reluctant.
Yes. We need a Rachel Berry.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yes.
But who? It's weird. Like, Nintendo doesn't really have characters with, like, enormous personalities like that.
That's more like a Sega thing.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So, raises the question. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Is it Sonic the
Hedgehog? Sonic the Hedgehog has the attitude.
Now, that means that we are taking him off. He can no longer be a jock if we...
Sonic the Hedgehog is not a jock.
All right, Sonic the Hedgehog is going...
Honestly, I think he's a burnout who auditions for the play as a joke and then gets it and is amazing and takes over.
Yes.
And is the lead.
And he loves it and it changes his life. And Yeah, I think our fourth drama kid here is going to be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good for now. Maybe we should move on to music kids.
Okay.
So obviously there are a lot of different kinds of music kid, like we were saying before. There's like the marching band kid, there's the orchestra kid, there is the like in a punk band or ska band kind of kid. So I think they're all on the table here. And I sort of feel like Link from The Legend of Zelda belongs in this music kid. He's the kind of guy who like spends his Friday nights in his room just practicing Van Halen licks on his guitar. And like no one knows that, like, he doesn't carry himself as like super cool or whatever.
Right.
But like someone's like, hey, I heard you play guitar. You want to join my band? He shows up, and on the first day, first practice, he's just ripping the guitar to shreds.
Yeah, that's interesting. I can see Link as a music kid, but I see him like totally the opposite. He's like getting really good at the piccolo.
You sure. know, like, or he plays French horn or something.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. Cause Link does not strike me as somebody who's like cool enough to be studying, like being able to rip on the guitar.
I don't know if he's cool enough, but he does strike me. And maybe it's cause I'm bad at when I play as him, someone who's patient, who's willing to put in the time to learn yeah. skills.
That's why I feel like the French horn yeah. is perfect for him.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like both characterizations work, but the French horn one is kind of funnier. So, all right, we'll say Link, who's you know, first chair French horn, can get like a nice solid sound out of the thing without it cracking.
I feel like you're trying to use Link as a self-insert character when you were describing.
Wow.
I cannot shred on a guitar. That is not at all. Look, I'm the Sonic the Hedgehog. This I was the obnoxious theater kid. All right. Other music kids, other like band geeks, that go in here.
So we got orchestra mm-hmm. in Link. I feel like Toad. I want to put forth mm-hmm. for marching band.
Yeah.
I feel like Toad would be a very strong marching band participant.
Do you think he's like what is it called? Like the like drummer who like leads the marching band.
The drum major.
There we go. I think Toad is into like drum and bugle corps, like he's tossing around the baton, right? Like he's leading everyone.
I would love to see Toad toss a baton all around.
He's so small.
He's so tiny.
Doesn't he actually lead the like parade in like at the end of Super Mario World? There's like a little 16-bit parade of Mario characters.
I don't remember.
I feel like he might.
Well, I feel like Toad has big marching band energy.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I like that. Toad, big marching band energy. Okay. Yeah.
What is this guy's name again?
Okay, so this is KK Slider.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Is he what I was describing for Link?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I think more, less humble.
Sure.
I think he puts the thing yeah. up on the bulletin board looking for the rest of his band.
Yes.
He's organizing it. He doesn't show up at the audition. He runs the audition.
Right.
And he's getting ready for talent show because he wants to blow everyone away.
And does.
Does. He's great.
Yeah.
And that totally makes sense in as headcanon for KK Slider that in like high school, he wanted to be in a band. But
yeah.
he knew he was the star. And so he was like, oh, no. I'm just doing this solo. It's
right.
just me.
Right, right. And, like, he would put together a bunch of bands and, like, play with a bunch of different people, but they were always playing his songs.
Uh-huh.
And he was always singing them. Yeah. No, that's, yeah. KK Slider definitely fits into that category. We have maybe one more slot here for Music Kids, but, I mean, that feels pretty complete to me, unless there's, like, another one that's, like, speaking to people. I sort of want to, like, is this a place for, like, Diddy Kong? Like, I'm seeing, like, a Donkey Konga kind of thing. Like, he's like, a jazz percussionist, right? Like, he's a jazz drummer. He's big in a jazz band. And, like, does that feel real? Does that feel right?
I do think that Diddy Kong would make an amazing drummer.
Yeah.
Do you think it's drum line? Or do you think it's more, like, he has a drum set?
I think it's more like drum set. I feel like he's in Whiplash, right? But, like, high school version of Whiplash.
Oh, poor Diddy.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's tough to be a music kid. It's brutal. You get chewed out all the time. Diddy Kong?
Yeah,
I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like Diddy
it.
Kong.
Okay, great. So our music kids are Link, Toad, KK Slider, and Diddy Kong. Moving on to jocks. Or should we do one of our like special categories now?
Oh, sure, yes.
So we have a couple of special categories. We're going to reveal them as we go. Which one of these would you like to do first?
Let's start with cool teacher.
Okay, so there's got to be one in every high school. There's one cool teacher, right?
Maybe they teach Spanish. Maybe they have a ponytail.
I bet they teach government.
Government?
Yeah.
I don't. That is not my experience at all.
All right, who's the cool teacher of the Nintendo universe?
Looking. I have a kind of risky choice.
Okay.
Oh.
Because I'm thinking of a very specific cool teacher archetype.
Yeah.
Which is like former jock. You're not quite sure how he was able to graduate and get his degree.
Sure.
But like really relates to the kids and gets along with them really well. And that is Donkey Kong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong totally has high school football coach energy.
Yes.
That he also has to teach like world history.
Yes,
the freshman.
Exactly.
Right. Or like not health class though, right? Mm-hmm. He's not that kind of, that feels like we don't want to put Donkey Kong in any kind of creepy situation.
Well, we also don't really want Donkey Kong responsible for people's health, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. I don't know. I don't think Donkey Kong washes his hands after he uses the bathroom.
I don't think he does. I don't think he washes his hands full stop.
Yeah.
I think those things, those mitts.
Yeah.
Never seen soap.
I would agree with that. Okay, he can be our cool teacher.
Yeah.
But he's definitely the kind of cool teacher where like students have hung out at his house before.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah.
And nothing weird happened.
No, he's he's oblivious. Like he doesn't understand.
He occasionally gets like called into the principal and they're like, "Is there something going on here?" And he's like, "Huh?" Like he has no idea what they're even talking about. All right, Donkey Kong, cool teacher. All right. Jocks now. Obvious jock.
Captain Falcon.
Yeah.
From F-Zero.
Obvious jock, Samus.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. I mean, we got a lot of like stoics here, right?
Well, yeah, actually, that's a good point. Would Samus be a jock in high school?
Because I could see her like belonging to the like burnout category.
Yes.
Of being like over it.
Uh-huh.
And like going off doing her own thing.
I mean, because she lived a lot of life when she was a kid.
Yeah, totally. Bouncing around between various Chozo adopted parents.
Could you see her being like not doing any of the sports at school, but like doing taekwondo competitions?
Yeah.
And like winning them on weekends and like having all these like trophies in her house, but that she doesn't care about.
Yeah. So like I feel like it means that we're probably putting her in the burnout category.
Yeah.
But like she's like an extreme sports kid.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? Like she's definitely got a skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you're saying, some like taekwondo or something. Yeah. So we're putting her in the high achieving burnout category.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So other jocks. I'm gonna say, what about Kirby?
My eyes were on Kirby. I completely agree.
I think Kirby is first of all, got school spirit.
So much spirit.
Yes, he do.
Yes, he do.
Is he a cheerleader?
That's a great question. He might be like head of the cheer squad, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, like, you know, when you finish a level in Kirby games and, like, three of them show up
and
they're doing,
like,
a little
dance. Sure,
he's the
whole squad. Yeah. All by himself.
Kirby's doing it all.
He just duplicates and then, like, he leads the cheer and is the cheer. All right, that's good. Who else do we got?
What about Daruk?
Okay, from The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. He's like a wrestler, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we could just like all Gorons fall into this category. They're all wrestlers. They're all trying to make weight.
There's got to be
what?
No, I was trying to come up with like a reason why a Goron wouldn't like. I like. There's got to be a Goron that doesn't fall into this. But no, I think you're right.
I think they all do.
You know who I think plays tennis and lettered all 4 years? Luigi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I totally think that's true.
Is just quietly not amazing at tennis, but like very good.
Well, puts in the time.
And at the big like assembly at the end of the year when they honor all the seniors who were 4-year varsity athletes, everyone's like, wait, Luigi?
Like, but yeah, he
was really
year.
Good.
Freshman year too? Yeah, freshman year too. No, that's good. Do we need any more jocks? We got Captain Falcon, Kirby, all the Gorons, and Luigi. I mean, I think that's pretty good. I'm a little... Does Pit go in this category, or is Pit something else?
I feel like Pit would be a dude like track and field. Mm-hmm. Like, right. I think he's a long-distance runner. That's where I see Pitt fitting into this.
Sure. I mean, I guess just because he has that, like, you know, like Greek god kind of thing going on, that like any of the Olympic sports, like maybe he does like shot put or something.
Right. Javelin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh? What's the one where pole vault? He does pole vault, you know? So let's put him in there as a jock as well. Jocks can have five. All right, let's do another special one. Ryan, do you want to pick which one of those specials we're going to do?
Well, you guys mentioned this last night, and so I've been thinking about it, and I don't have an answer, but I want to know who our Never Been Kissed undercover student actually writing a story for the newspaper is. Yep.
Who is our Never Been Kissed?
And they may or may not have actually been kissed, right? Or are we saying that they truly have never been kissed?
Aww.
Just like Drew Barrymore in the film.
I think we have to assume that they have, in fact, never been
kissed.
They've
been never been kissed. Oh, no.
Let's see.
This hurts me a little bit to say, and maybe she belongs elsewhere, but what about Isabel from Animal Crossing?
That's pretty good.
I mean, she's got, like, real, like, mom vibes to her, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, trying to fit in.
But, like, Immaculate Conception mom?
Yes. No, right. No. I don't mean mom in a, like, has had a child kind of way.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, because I know people who have, like, strong mom energy even when they're just, like, 20 years old.
Yes. Yeah, and I think that's Isabel.
Uh-huh. I think that's very good.
Mm-hmm. I also think she'd do a good job writing up that
story. She would do an amazing job.
Yeah.
Like, if Isabel is ever applying for a job and you are the hiring manager, you hire Isabel.
That's right.
She's going to work herself sick.
Yeah, she's never going to leave resident services.
No.
She's always there. You can show up in the middle of the night. She's drinking, like, a whiskey or something, but she's there.
The only other person who I can think of that is, like, super eager to please is, I guess we used him in Music Kids, but I think Toad could also be a Never Been Kissed.
Yeah, I think there's, I kind of don't buy that Toad's never been kissed, though. Isabel, I buy it. Toad, though, come on. He's a charming little guy.
Toad's been kissed, but... In the movie Never Been Kissed, it's specifically said that what she hasn't had is a real romantic knock your socks off,
right?
Stomach flying all over the place kiss.
Yeah, and
you think someone's kissed Toad like that?
I think the Toads all find love.
No, I don't think anyone. I think people have kissed Toad on the top of the head.
What about other Toads, though?
I don't think
there's a Toadette.
Oh yeah, do you think Toad? In the world of Toads, do you think personality truly is king because they all basically look alike?
I think that personality is king, but I think they're also all just, like, chill about it. Like, I don't think that the Toads, like, do a lot of judging of each other. I think they just, like, find a Toad that they sort of like, and they're like, I love you, you know? Like, I think they just get together. Is my thought on Toads.
Yeah.
But we may not have time to really dig into the romantic relationships.
Not in this episode. we're saving that for like a 1,000th episode anniversary.
Yeah, that's right.
Or
Ryan
something.
Will pencil you in for like
a
year
down.
From now.
Let's do it.
But Isabel, or do we want to keep thinking about who's
Isabel's
never been?
Yeah, I think Isabel's a great one.
Okay. And then let's hop back to the burnouts.
Yes. Okay. So we have Samus in here.
Right. As a very specific flavor of burnout, right? Like an extreme sports burnout. Is this where Wario goes? Is Wario a burnout?
I think he's running for student council in every single election. Sure. He wants to be on student council. I think he's running for it every time. And anything that he can join that no one has to vote for him, he joins just to mess with it.
There is a slimy kind of joiner.
He's a slimy joiner.
Okay, so Wario, not getting into the burnout category. Burnout is tough. Because, like, who do we got that's, like...
You know, okay, this is, like, cool burnout.
Yeah.
That all the girls want to make out with.
Yeah.
But doesn't want to try too hard. How about Star Fox?
Oh, Fox McCloud.
Yeah, Fox McCloud. That's interesting. I almost feel like he's... I mean, you're right in that he's like a maverick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it works. What do you think, Mark?
I wonder... I feel like because of, like, the military angle...
Yeah.
I feel like he's a little too... I almost think of Fox McCloud as a joiner.
Yeah.
Ooh,
right?
Okay.
Like, he might be... I mean, we don't have an ROTC category.
but yeah. I think joiner fits
yeah,
that, right?
All right. That's fair.
No, that makes sense. I feel like I just had one around when Ryan said Fox. Shoot. Burnout.
Looking at our amiibo here.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the amiibo.
What about Yoshi?
I think Yoshi's a stoner.
Yeah, like just straight up stoner. Mm-hmm. Like just hangs out in at his friend's house day long. Skips
he's
class
Spicoli.
A lot.
Yeah.
He what? Yeah, he's Spicoli. Yes. Yeah. No. That's definitely true. All right. Yoshi is a burnout stoner. Who else? From the Mario cast, Mario, Luigi. No, we've kind of used everybody already, except Mario.
Except Mario.
Mario's still in play. Daisy, obviously, also still in play, but not a burnout. Rosalina, not a burnout.
Are all Nintendo characters just a little too...
Funky Kong.
Funky Kong,
Funky Kong,
of course.
Funky Kong is, a serious burnout to the point where, like, he's the guy who goes to, like, Sam's Club or, like, Costco or whatever and buys, like, the big, like, container of, like, individual bags of chips and then, like, mm-hmm. sells them at school and uses that money to buy drugs.
Great.
Any other... burnouts. This one tough for us.
Yeah,
I feel like it's stumping us a little bit.
Well, I guess when you're a video game character, you're usually doing something,
right?
Yes,
right. Shoot, that makes it tough. Is there what about where would you put? Is her name Ashley from Another Code?
Oh, I would put her under Music Kids.
Yeah,
because in the second game, we learn that she's like a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And is participating in a battle for the bands. So I would probably put her as a music kid.
And we can go back and do that.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's put Ashley from Another Code Recollection under Music Kids. How about this for burnouts? Louie from Pikmin. So he's one of the one of the two protagonists in Pikmin 2, who, unlike Olimar, who, like, Olimar is about, like, scientific discovery and is, like, very interested in the areas that he's exploring and documenting them. Louie, all he wants to do with everything he discovers is figure out a way to eat it. He's basically the Shaggy of...
I like it.
of the Pikmin universe.
Yeah, that's great. So we have Samus,
mm-hmm.
Yoshi, Funky Kong, and Louie.
Yeah. Yeah,
perfect.
I think that is perfect. Now let's do another one of our special categories. Let's do the principal.
Okay.
Who's the Mr. Belding of this universe?
Yeah, this Nintendo high school.
Mm-hmm. Ryan holding up Bowser.
Bowser.
I mean, how did you guys feel about your high school principal? Was he... sort of like untouchably aloof, cruel person, or like did you have a relationship with him?
I think we had two, if I remember correctly. And the first one I didn't know as well. And the second one, I was doing a club that worked closely with him, and I liked him.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like, at least at my high school, if you were not a troublemaker, you didn't really see the principal.
Sure. Yeah.
So, like,
I mean,
you...
Yeah. I feel like that's my experience,
too. I had a very limited
too.
Relationship with the principals during my tenure.
But it has to be someone with stature, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone with presence who just by walking into the room gets the food fight to stop happening.
Right.
And that might be Bowser.
That could be Bowser.
Yeah. Let's go with Bowser. Bowser is our principal. Does ACAB apply to principals?
I don't think a principal is a cop.
Okay.
Because teachers aren't cops.
No, teachers aren't cops.
But maybe principals are.
Maybe principals are. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think we have time to dive into it. But I'm just trying to figure out by what.
Book Ryan for 2 years from now. We'll dig into that.
Okay. So that brings us to joiners.
And we already have both Wario as the sort of slimy joiner and Fox McCloud sort of keying off the military service angle there. Who else we got for joiners?
I feel like, and this I'm thinking more student government,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like Princess Zelda.
Yeah.
Is like, has held office.
Yes.
And is one of the.
She may be like the closest that we have to a Tracy Flick.
Yeah, a little
like
bit.
In this.
I think so.
That like kind of almost obnoxiously high
yeah,
achieving.
Everyone hates her, but also like if she wasn't there, we wouldn't be able to have homecoming.
Right, that's right.
So
that's true. Like it's for her, homecoming is like protecting the Triforce or whatever.
Right.
And no one wants to hear about it, but like she does a lot of really important work and
yeah.
like where would we be without it? Yeah. No, I think that's right. I think that's good. What about Rob, the robot? That he's got a real, like, I feel like there's an industriousness to him where he, like, is joining on, like, a support level always,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, probably does some, like, theater tech stuff, like, is helping to build sets, is, building sets for the other clubs too.
No, but I think I think you're right. I think Rob might be the ultimate floater.
Ooh.
You know,
because
yeah. Looking at all of this, I think Rob could be proficient in any of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's gonna be there for theater tech. I
yep.
think Rob is maybe the most well-rounded, well-liked Nintendo character at this Nintendo high school.
Yeah, I mean, because just everyone wants to hang out with a cool robot,
and he's doing a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, right.
He is there for
spinning a lot of chops.
He's there for theater tech.
Uh-huh.
He is there at Key Club. You know,
right.
He's like volunteering on the weekends.
He's like selling concessions outside the orchestra concert.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Fundraising for them and everything.
Well,
that's good.
He never gets tired.
No.
He never gets tired.
Never gets tired.
He's friends with the people working in the office.
Yeah, that's right. He calls them by their first name.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit inappropriate, but
it is, but he's a robot, so what are you going to do? Is my Rob like starting to discolor a little bit, like just from the
yeah, oxidization?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does almost look
like what
like the top
to a
of a Super
Rob?
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or an NES.
I didn't realize that actually like happened.
I thought that patina
these.
Was part of the look.
I mean, that is possible, but it looks like
it does look like an old NES, and
yeah.
So that's what I thought it was supposed to look like.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, well, maybe that. Well, I mean, he's already if the color is changing, it's already happening. So, all right, one more joiner. If we can come up with another joiner.
Well, okay, and this is less joiner and more everyman. He's in all the clubs, but come on,
Mario. Yeah, I think you're right. And Mario is not a reluctant joiner, but there's always someone like pulling him into the next
yes,
club.
Yes, 100%.
Like, we need Mario as part of our organization. Then we'll get the funding we need.
Mm-hmm.
Then like the people will be paying attention to us, and like he's just good at everything he tries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mario's dad probably owns like a car dealership or something.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so he can help with sponsorship for the homecoming float.
Sure.
Or, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's always buying an ad in the program for, you know, whatever. Yeah. All right. That's Mario's dad.
Mario's getting pulled in to be Nathan Detroit.
Oh, he's absolutely Nathan Detroit.
And yes, opposite Princess Peach.
Yep.
Yep.
There's sparks, but she's not feeling it as much as he is. She feels it on stage.
Right. And he takes that.
He takes that energy off stage.
All right. Special categories.
Okay.
Let's do the valedictorian.
Yeah. Who's our smarty pants?
Who's our king dork here?
Yeah. King of the dorks. Is it Shulk?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I mean, is this where we put like Dr. Kawashima?
Or Palutena?
Or Palutena, yeah.
Palutena might be a good one because, you know, she has that air of sophistication that you want in a valedictorian, you know?
Palutena is the sort of like, she's Pitts. She's the Kid Icarus, she's like his boss, right? She like dispatches him to the world to like fight demons.
Yeah, she's a goddess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sends Pitt down and then like briefs him on whatever crazy stuff is happening. She's an endless wellspring of knowledge.
Well, then I think she's definitely the valedictorian.
I think that's right. I think Palutena is going to be our valedictorian.
You know, she's gonna give that speech where she's quoting, you know,
the sunscreen poem.
that's what I was trying to remember. Was it called like sunblock? What was that called?
No, yeah, it was sunscreen.
Yeah.
Wear sunscreen.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Or, you know, she'll speak out.
Live in L.A., but move before it makes you soft.
Yeah.
Live in New York, but leave before it makes you hard.
I'm saying we all went to high school at the same time.
We really did.
But yeah, she's totally going to do that. She's going to, like, speak out the lyrics of a popular pop song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As it, you know, and read them and be like, it's a little bit of a joke where it's like, as the wise words of the poet of our time said.
Right.
And then
like I can't even think of one.
Yeah.
I was gonna try to do that that unwritten song. What is
there's a blank page before you.
Yeah.
Open up a dirty window.
There we go.
I think it's a dirty window. I sing it. As I said it, I'm like, is it a dirty window?
Well, because I was like, no one else can do it for you.
Only you can let it in. No one else.
Right.
No one else.
Let it in.
Feel the rain on your skin.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can do it for you.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. First of all, what's the singer's name?
Natasha
Bedingfield.
That's right.
It is open up the dirty window.
Okay.
Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window.
Mm-hmm.
Let the sun illuminate. Oh, wait, hold on. No, sorry. As the wise words of the poetess of our time once said, I am unwritten. Can't read my mind. I'm undefined. I'm just beginning. The pen's in my hand. Ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close, you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Thank you, class of 2024.
You know that has happened.
Yeah, you do. Also, I wish we could have just gotten to that instead of talked around it for like 5 minutes.
Anyways, that'd be Palutena.
That's Palutena.
That's
Palutena. That's her commencement speech. Okay, now back to nerds.
Nerds.
I mean, we've just got a grab bag of goofballs that we can pull from. I mean, Ness.
Ness, mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. With his yo-yo.
Sorry, Earthbound kid. You're a dork. well, actually, you just mentioning the yo-yo. Do we have to put Mike Jones in here somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
He's a jock, right?
He is a jock.
This is the protagonist of Star Tropics.
One of his big things is that he loves baseball.
Loves baseball.
Okay.
He's a quintessential American boy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
As imagined by a team of Japanese programmers. Right.
Loves baseball.
Loves baseball. Back to nerds. We got Ness.
We got Olimar.
I think, I mean, she's sweet and I like her and all of that, but Daisy's a nerd.
Daisy's a LARPer.
Yeah.
We just gotta come to terms with
it. I'm not saying she's not a nerd. but what I am saying is I think that this will be a controversial choice. Because I think the characterization that a lot of people have for Daisy is that she's a bit of a tomboy.
She's a bit of a tomboy, yeah.
But that doesn't mean she can't be, like, a nerd.
I mean, I spent a lot of time in, like, magic card stores and comic book stores. And, like, there's always one, like, hardcore tomboy there, right? Like knows the Lord of the Rings better than anybody else in that comic book store, is playing the Middle Earth card game when the rest of you can't understand it, don't know who Tom Bombadil is because you only watch the movies. I think the tomboy fits perfectly in the nerd category.
Here's one that also might get some pushback, but I feel like who she is when we see her in the game is very different than who she was in high school, and that is Urbosa.
Oh, okay. From
another
Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
Again. Yeah. Well,
the Gerudo champion from Breath of the Wild.
What do you think makes her nerdy? Is it just the sword?
No, I mean it's she just reminds me of somebody of like people that I know that like in high school, you know, were kind of nebbish and then figured out who they were and are not that anymore.
And they like consciously turned a corner.
Uh-huh.
That they were like going to reject all of that. Yeah, that's interesting. Let's put her down.
I like it.
Okay, other nerds. What about, so you said Olimar, but we didn't add him to the list.
Yeah, I think Olimar was probably a big old nerd.
All right, here is someone who I think is a nerd,
yeah,
but they think they're a jock.
Okay.
And that's Lil Mac.
Oh, Lil Mac.
Yeah, Lil Mac. He's a sports nerd.
He's a sports nerd.
Yeah.
Totally, but he's not a jock. And
no.
He thinks in his mind, with his little baseball cap that he wears every day. I know he doesn't wear them in the game. I'm saying
No, I love it. I love this. I love this. Yeah, because it takes until he has Doc to train him, right? That like that's when he can become like actual jock.
He tries out every season.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And it's a heartbreaker.
It's a heartbreaker every time.
Because he's just too little.
He's just too little.
He's definitely like football pads equipment manager.
Yes.
Yeah. But hey. He manages the hell out of that equipment.
We need an equipment manager.
Yeah, we do.
What about Mega Man?
Is Mega Man a nerd? This is a great question. He's a robot.
He would be bullied.
He would be bullied. He'd be bullied so hard.
But that doesn't make you a nerd. I'm just
no.
saying, like, he might find refuge with the nerds.
I mean, I kind of want to, Mega Man's good. I kind of want to go back to your Olimar pitch and
okay.
explore that a little bit further. Tell me why Olimar's a nerd.
Well, the nose doesn't help.
I guess maybe he's like a nature nerd. He's like a bird watcher, right? But for like plants and insects and stuff.
Yeah.
There must be a term for that.
Well, okay, so I think he has a couple of things. Yeah, no, I think that's totally right. I think Olimar is kind of just like the quiet kid, right?
Yeah.
He's a loner by choice. Because his interests are, like you said, you know, just kind of like looking at trees, looking at grass.
Yep. Picking a weird little Pikmin out of the ground and then like throwing it at snails to fight them or whatever.
I also think Olimar is kind of like that high schooler who is already becoming an old man.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
his hairline is already receding.
Right.
You know, like it's just he is too old.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I agree with that. And he's sort of like settling into, he's like, hey, you know what? I know who I am. I don't care.
Yeah.
These are my interests.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get made fun of for it, but like, who cares? You know who doesn't make fun of me? The birds. The trees. All right. That's Olimar. Speaking of, so okay. Those are our nerds. We like Ness, Daisy, Urbosa, Little Mac, and Olimar. mm-hmm. as our nerds, which means we just have one more category to fill, another special category, which is the bully. Who is the bully or possibly bullies of our school? We can go the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers route if we want to and have a pair of bullies, or it could just be a single bully. Tempting to go with villains here, right?
Tempting to go with villains.
Like Ganondorf, for example.
Yes.
But is Ganondorf too sophisticated?
Yeah, right. Like, would Ganondorf be a joiner, but just, like, one of the mean ones?
Yeah.
What about somebody like Falco?
Yeah, Falco's a solid bully.
From Star Fox.
Sorry, as long as we're talking about Star Fox, we got to put Slippy in the nerds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Slippy Frog. It's a bumper crop in the nerds category.
There's a
it's
lot
true.
Of nerds. I think you could honestly make an argument for every single one of these schools to be nerds.
Like Robin, nerd.
Yeah, nerd. I've got a pitch for bully. And it's a little coming at it a little bit sideways. Someone who is like aggressive. Partially because they know what they want to achieve in high school. I'm referring, of course, to Ayumi Tachibana from Famicom Detective Club.
Oh, interesting.
She's the founder or co-founder of the titular Detective Club in high school, out there to solve her friend's disappearance or murder. I forget which. Murder, right?
Murder.
Yeah. So, like, she may bully you, but only in the name of, like, trying to figure out what, you know, the mystery of the girl who stands behind.
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like in that case, she would be like maybe thought of as a bully. And then at the high school reunion, people realize, oh, no, she was just going through her friend being murdered.
Right.
And
right.
So
like
that's how she
response.
Like
deep trauma.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so she was just focused on solving that and not really on sparing my feelings.
Yeah, I think that's real. We don't have like a mean girl on the
we
list.
No,
don't. Let's do that. Let's.
I think.
Yes.
And this is in the, if you go back and watch the original Mean Girls, there is some empathy for Regina George in it, that she has become this because of the way her mother is and because of the way everyone treats her. And like, it isn't that she's inherently evil, but she's just beautiful. And people respond to that in the way they respond.
Yes.
So I'm going Rosalina.
Wow. I think that's probably right.
Like post high school, I don't think she's a mean girl.
Right.
Right.
She gets over it.
But just the
right.
the world of high school celebrates her and destroys her at the same time to make her a mean girl.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. And then with Ayumi as our main bully, or did I not sell that well enough? And we got to pick something
I think it
else.
Works. I like that it isn't intentional bullying. The way like if we had picked like a Donkey Kong or like
a or a more traditionally villainous character, or something,
or a Wario or somebody who's like
right
mustache twirly,
right.
I think that choice. With her is more empathetic to the idea of a bully.
Yeah. All right. Ayumi Tachibana is our bully. Should we recap what we have now?
Yes.
Okay. In the drama club, we've got Princess Peach, the Inklings, they're on Theater Tech, Waluigi, and of course Sonic the Hedgehog.
In Music Kids, we have Link. French horn, an orchestra. Toad, the drum major. KK Slider, always starting bands, but he's the star.
Yeah.
Diddy Kong, King of the Drums. And then Ashley Robbins from Another Code, who is, I think she maybe plays guitar. I actually can't remember exactly what she.
You also make her play piano in the first one.
Oh, you're right.
It's like one of the puzzles.
And then, of course, Patrick is in this group.
Okay. then we got Jocks, Captain Falcon, obviously. Kirby, he's the whole cheer squad. All Gorons.
They're wrestlers.
Luigi.
Tennis pro.
Yep. Letters every year, including freshman year. Pitt.
Star of Track and Field.
Star of Track and Field. And, of course, baseball enthusiast Mike Jones from Star Tropics.
And this is where Ryan is.
Yeah, that's me.
And
this is where Ryan is.
Ryan, do you want to do burnouts?
Sure. So for burnouts, we have Samus.
Right. But as like a sort of extreme sports.
Extreme sports burnout. Mm-hmm. We have Yoshi, our stoner. We have Funky Kong, who just has burnout written all over his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Louie.
From Pikmin, who just wants to eat everything that he discovers.
Shaggy.
Yes, he's the Shaggy. For joiners, we've got Wario. The slimy joiner, Fox McCloud, sort of working the military angle there. Princess Zelda, without whom none of this functions. Rob, who everyone loves in a support capacity. And of course, Mario, because he's Mario.
And then we have our nerds, which is Ness,
Bumper Crop,
Daisy,
mm-hmm.
Urbosa, Little Mac, Olimar, Slippy.
I like that. I mean, Slippy does not fall into this category, but for the rest of them, it feels like there's a second act that doesn't necessarily doom them to nerd.
No.
Them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think some of the greatest people in the world were nerds in high school.
Sure. I think some of the greatest people in the world are currently nerds. So, my friends.
And some of the worst people in the world.
Yeah, both things are true. And then for Bully, we've got Ayumi Tachibana from Famicom Detective Club. The principal is Bowser, because he's gonna walk into the room and grab everyone's attention,
stop a food fight.
Mm-hmm.
The cool teacher is, of course, Donkey Kong.
It's gotta be Donkey Kong.
Never washes his hands.
Never
ever.
Washes his hands. So don't let him teach hell.
Our never been kissed is Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Our valedictorian is Pelotena, reciting the lyrics of Natasha Bedingfield.
And our mean girl is Rosalina.
I think this is perfect. I think we nailed it. those are the clicks. Let's close this out. Ryan Mogi, thank you so much
thank
for
you
joining
so
us
much.
For this exercise.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was so much fun.
It was a blast. I love talking like high school stuff with you.
Yeah.
I feel like you're an expert at it.
I spent a lot of time thinking about high school. Fictional high schools, mm-hmm. real high, reliving my traumas.
That's right. Not being a bully anymore.
I wasn't a bully. Who told you that?
Uh-oh. Ryan, put me down. Ryan Mogi, is there anything that you would like to plug?
I'm having a quiet period, so check me out on all of your major social platforms at rmogi. That's R-M-O-G-G-E, and I'll let you know when something's happening.
And also go back and check out Made Up Murder, which is
Yes.
You want to pitch Made Up Murder?
It is an improvised murder mystery podcast where we start with just some sketches of archetypes and ideas and build essentially an episode of Murder, She Wrote. Don't tell them I stole their plots. and it's really fun. And Mark and Patrick have both guested on it and did a great job.
And Ryan does a great job of producing these things. They're all like, it is improvised, but it feels like very well constructed.
Oh, well, thank
you. Like it's a real story and not like an improvised one.
Yeah, I try to give it vibes of a radio drama.
Yeah, and you do. So thank you again, Ryan. This has been super fun. That's going to do it for this episode of Nintendo Cartridge Society. Thank you to our 16-bit patrons, Connor McCabe, Patrice Millette, David Henley, Alias X, and Kyle Seaborn. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate everyone who is on that Patreon, the Discord, listening to the episodes. If you are not in the Discord yet, email us. We'll send you an invitation. Anthony DeLuca made our logo. Our theme music is provided by 8-Bit Betty. You can get more of his music by going to 8bitbetty.com or by listening right now. For my co-host, Mark Mitchell, this is Patrick Eller saying thank you for listening.